For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. This Sunday is Veterans Day, once called Armistice Day. It's a chance to honor the sacrifices of America's armed forces through the years. In fact, it has been 100 years since the first Armistice Day, the one that ended World War I. Lander University history professor Ryan Floyd said when Serbian nationalists assassinated the Archduke of Austria-Hungary in 1914, no one imagined Serbia's allies, including France and England, and Austria-Hungary's allies, such as Germany, would expand the situation into a worldwide conflict.
When they do that, they trigger that alliance system and engage all of these different countries across the continent. And it's not really intentional. I mean, this little thing that goes on in Serbia, no one thought it would become this big global affair, but it's kind of the spark.
Though Germany had sought to expand its economy and prestige in the world, Floyd said no nation entered the war with preconceived gains in mind.
I don't think that any of them really had motivation to gain anything other than maybe maintaining the balance of power across the continent. You had all these things in place, like the alliance system, and you had these militaries that were easy to mobilize, and you had war plans that were set in place long before the war starts. And once these things start, it's kind of hard to stop them.
Historian Fritz Hamer said to Americans the war initially seemed far away. At first, South Carolina was affected only economically.
The farming community was beginning to finally prosper because of all the foodstuff and the cotton that was needed in Europe. The prices went up, and farms began to actually gain some financial momentum. Cotton mills began to produce more. Those were key things for South Carolina's economy.
Hamer said President Wilson tried to keep the U.S. out of the war until two things happened.
One, in January 1917, Germany declared unrestricted submarine warfare. That's against international laws.
The last straw was a telegram from the German Foreign Affairs Minister to Mexico, said Hamer.
And he had sent a telegram to the Mexicans, offering them this alliance that if they would declare war on the United States, they would be given back all of southwestern United States. This telegram was intercepted by British intelligence, and they made it public. That kind of was the last straw.
But Americans didn't get to Europe in force until summer 1918. Floyd said this was still enough to speed the war's end because both sides were exhausted.
We had 2 million men over there, but even if it was right there at the end, you can make a good argument that that was kind of the tipping point for the Germans. Seeing the writing on the wall with this fresh force coming over from the United States, and the German government really, by October, decides that maybe they need to pull the plug on this one.
Floyd said one lesson that can be taken from the war is the danger of nationalism, which can get out of hand.
And even here at home, you have a real rise of nationalism, what was called 100% Americanism, which was promoted heavily across the country. But the problem with that is, as you push for this nationalism, it kind of pushed out ethnic groups.
Hamer observed,
unfortunately, it seems the more we look at history, the more we realize how little we seem to learn from it.
Floyd said, in spite of man's inability to avoid war, it's right to honor those who gave their lives in service to their country, whether today, a century ago, or a century from now. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.